This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Cyrus Casals, author of Is There Room for Another Horse on Your Horse Ranch? And The World That the Shooter Left Us, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of April. I hope that you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Miller Oberman reading The Centaur. First, they called me it, and then, ignorant of how my people use this word, they mashed up the meager nouns they had for gender and called me the goy, and said to not be one or the other was to be nothing. It ate the grass it was shoved in, knelt at salt licks. It took the barbs and kicks and crushed them into fur and leather. Oiled and burnished, it made those halves into one galloping body. Horse and rider. The centaur endured the school day, cruel gray rag, filth stiffened. The boys and girls who fit so easily in their costumes looked like stick figures, crude and two-dimensional. Dante already knew, it read later. In the inferno, in the seventh circle of hell, centaurs guard the river Phlegethon, one of Hades' five rivers. Phlegethon, river of fire, river of boiling blood, which boils forever the souls of those who commit violence against their neighbors. Centaurs guard the edges, shooting arrows at any of these sinners who try to move to the shallows. When sometimes I wish I'd had a boyhood, I remember those days instead. My four muscled legs. I was 7 feet tall then, riding myself, carrying myself. A centaur is never lonely. About this poem. Writing is a kind of time travel for me, and in this poem, I'm able to return to and reconsider moments from my childhood. One of the most common misconceptions about trans people is that we all were one thing before becoming another. For me, this can feel lonely and ghostly, as if those around me saw a person who never existed to me, a past for others that I never experienced myself. The centaur considers the failure of language for my contemporaries in fourth grade. As the only trans child in my school, as far as I know, and one of very few Jews, I found it almost funny that they used goy as a portmanteau of girl and boy, a word I knew as a sometimes derogatory term for a non-Jew. For what I really was, neither I nor they had any language, and so I would often see myself as other than human.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.